Congressman, how are you?
Tony, I am doing well. Thank you for asking.
Appreciate you being on the program. We had you on earlier this week specifically to talk about Osama bin Laden's death. We're going to talk a little bit more about that before we talk about some other issues that are more pressing right now to the United States. But after you've had some time to digest all this, we wanted to get your take on the death of Osama bin Laden.
Well, I think it's been a huge psychological blow to Al-Qaeda. It clearly has been scrambling a little bit. It is something that we anticipated would happen. They have gone to ground, as you say. When something like this happens, they're not quite sure what we got out of the house, what we did or what we didn't have. And to that end, that's a good outcome. That means that it's going to make a little bit harder, at least in the short term, for them to plan an event and coordinate with each other. Means hopefully somebody makes a mistake when they're scrambling around to try to make sure that there's an accession plan here. When that happens, that's an opportunity for us to catch more bad guys. So it's been a good outcome. I think there's some good work ongoing because we've been able to eliminate Osama bin Laden. And this is the time to step on the gas and see if we can't break the back of Al-Qaeda.
As the chair of the Committee on Intelligence, I know you must be very interested, like the rest of us are, on seeing what kind of information is gained from the computers and from the other information that was found in bin Laden's home.
Absolutely. They'll be going through with a fine-tooth comb. You know, and we have some of it will be slow going. There's language issues. There's coding issues. Sometimes they use their own code. I'll tell you, if it's 10% as good as I think it might be, it's going to be a great couple of months.
All right, let's talk about high gas prices. They're killing me here, Congressman. What can Congress do about this?
Well, hopefully we're going to get some drilling. One of the things we can't do is reduce the amount of oil that's produced in the United States and then be subject to all the problems overseas, and that's exactly what's happened. The administration has not been issuing drilling permits for a long time. They put a moratorium on all drilling off of in Louisiana, and about a third of our production happened there. Alaska has been going down in production because they haven't allowed any new production. And so we've got to shake ourselves out of this notion that we just don't have to do it here. We do. We do it environmentally responsibly, and we've got to increase the supply here at home. We've got to make sure that we have the refining capability here at home so that we can have the right amount of supply and we can reduce prices. Alternative energy is great, and we should work for it, and that's fantastic. But when you try to do it in a day and a half, this is exactly what happens. Get $5 a gallon gasoline.
Congressman, a lot of us are worried about the mid-Michigan area, more specifically Lansing. As I'm sure you've heard, Lansing voters turned down a millage proposal. There is a huge budget deficit somewhere in the area of $20 million that Mayor Virge Bonero has to deal with. The school district is in arrears of almost $25 million as they try to balance their budget. Schools are closing. As a matter of fact, the mayor is having a press conference today to give his take on what can be done. But a lot of folks are worried about Lansing. Is there anything that you can help do?
Well, the best thing that we can do is set the table for a good economy. There's no short-term fix. The federal government here is in financial trouble. They're talking about even reducing our debt bond rating, which would be devastating. I mean, it means that we have to pay more money out for interest here in Washington, D.C., which means there's less money available to do the things the federal government needs to be doing. I mean, it's truly a crisis. And so the best thing that we can do is get our spending under control back in Washington, D.C. We can try to eliminate these regulations that have absolutely been choking off businesses' hope for a recovery. We've got to do something about gas prices. That's exactly what's taking money out of people's pocket and hurting our local economy. And if we don't do those things, and those are all hard things, but they have to be done. And we do that, and we start unleashing the power of business to come back, we're not going to have a problem. But I think if people think there's a short-term fix and a check's going to be in the mail, that's just not a realistic way to deal with this. We're going to have to be serious about all the things I just talked about.
When we talk about the federal budget deficit, I wonder why countries like Pakistan attain billions and billions of dollars in aid from the United States. I wonder why a lot of countries get a lot of aid. I know it's in our interest to do that, but we're hurting so much here. Why not cut that aid or eliminate it until we can get our own house in order?
Well, we have trimmed back aid, and we'll continue to do that. The one thing we need to be very careful is we know that Al-Qaeda operates in Pakistan. We know that the Taliban has been regrouping in the tribal areas of Pakistan and attacking U.S. soldiers. Pakistan has been an on-again, off-again ally of the United States, but they have helped us arrest 600 Al-Qaeda affiliates, facilitators, bomb makers, other things in the settled areas of Pakistan. They moved their troops at our request, by the way, into the tribal areas and have taken thousands, literally thousands of casualties. They've taken more casualties in the tribal areas than we have in Afghanistan and trying to fight the Taliban there. So it's important to understand that we have some national security interests. And the one thing that Constitution tells us to do is protect our national security and defense of the United States. So these aren't just cash gifts. They are investments in our national security. There'll hopefully be a day when we can not make payments to Pakistan. But right now, they're in the heart of the war on terror, the fight on the war on terror. And it's in all of our best interests that we maintain that ability to have them continuing military operations in the tribal areas. We don't certainly want to do it. It would be far more expensive for us to do it as well.
We've got two more questions for Congressman Mike Rogers on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Congressman, do you believe that Detroit needs another bridge to Windsor, Canada?
Well, I'm not sure. I have not really weighed in on the fight, if we need one or not. It seems to me the consensus is another bridge is important. Just about where the bridge is built seems to be the issue in question here.
And finally, before we let you go, what's at the top of your agenda when we talk about the budget? I know that you are hoping to trim trillions from that. What's next?
Well, again, we've passed the budget. It's, I think, a responsible and fact-based budget and puts us on a payment plan to pay down, to not only close the deficit, but pay down the debt for the first time, which is incredibly important. And that's going to come with some hard decisions. So we're getting ready to do the whole appropriation cycle now and pay for all of those, all 13 budget bills, basically, or appropriation spending bills. And so what we're going to do is we're going to take a look at our budget, and we're going to apply those spending bills to that budget so that we can start getting the spending under control. And there's just a real difference here. There are those who think that we can continue spending the way we do and put us on, I think, a path for financial ruin and handing a bankruptcy slip to our kids. Or we can make some hard decisions on spending back here. And I think we're obligated to the next generation to get this thing right and get it under control. And hopefully that's what we'll be doing in the next weeks and months ahead.
And Congressman Mike Rogers is also the chair of the House Select Intelligence Committee. Thanks so much, Congressman. We appreciate
it. Thanks, Tony. Appreciate you having me.